Blog Talk Radio.
There is power in the prayers of the saints. The fervent, effectual prayer of a righteous man availeth much. And five of you shall chase 100, and 100 of you shall put 10,000 to flight, and your enemies shall fall before you by the sword. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. The harvest is great, but the workers are few. Stand with us now in agreement as we pray and wage spiritual warfare for the nations, for our country, for the lost. Welcome to Thursday Night Intercessory Prayer.
Amen. Hello, everyone. It is I, Pastor Colonel from Seed Time Harvest Ministries. Please go to seedtimeharvest.net and check us out. We'd love to hear from you. Sign up for our newsletter if we ever decide to write one day. We'd like to let you get one. And you can also download our free training manual, the School of Authority Evangelism. It's very biblical, it's very practical and very easy to do. I know I have people all over the world that are using it. We have three languages there. We have Urdu and Spanish, and I'm going blank on one of them that's Burmese. So we have several languages there in English for those who want to download the respective language. Well, praise God. I tell you what, the studio is full tonight. I don't know what the Lord's going to bring us, but we've got a studio full of people ready to get busy in prayer, busy in just honoring the Lord, our Savior, and the Father God up in heaven, just with however the Spirit moves tonight. And let me just introduce those who are in the studio tonight. First and foremost, we heard Pastor Chuck. Pastor Chuck, welcome. Good to have you. If you call in, he will take you in the green room, just kind of see what you're calling about, and he will bring you on once we get a chance. But if you want to speak to us, you press 1, that we get a little flag by your phone number that you're going to be speaking to us. All right. And also in the studio from the state of Oregon is Sister Deanna on Witness Project MixLR. Yep. She's got a wonderful just prayer ministry that she ministers to a lot of people in prayer, and just she does a lot of things I don't even know about, but the things I do know, it is very special. And she's very patient and loving and kind, and I think you ought to try to connect with her and the group they have in that ministry circle and become part of it. And from way down under, we have some wonderful men that are going to join us tonight. We have Greg and Steve. Welcome, guys. Appreciate you being here tonight. Now, I have a question. Pastor Chuck, did you redo the intro again recently?
Yes. Yeah.
It sounds even better than last time. So you did a good job.
Yeah, I just redo them. If I feel I can improve it, I'll redo it. So
sounded
it's an
really
ongoing
good
project. Thank you.
Yeah, good job. Okay, well, let me kind of tell you how things happen. We're going to open up just conversation. We're going to talk about current events. Pastor Chuck and I will take things locally within the Americas, and then our friends from down under, all the way from Australia, will probably take things on that side of the world. And if they have anything to add, I don't know. And we keep that in our minds as we pray tonight. And, you know, as we feel led, we will, you know, pray over those situations. So what I'll do is I will just start off by just saying I'm very ashamed of my nation. I'm just like, I'm watching the news and listening to various commentaries, and I'm very ashamed of our political leaders, especially a certain political party, and how they are embracing murdering children after they're born, and then they're embracing hate speech from elected officials regarding Jews, openly speaking these things and accepting these kind of things and doing nothing about it. I personally don't see how anyone can even morally accept that those positions from that party, but there are people who do. But I think that's going to bring a great victory for Donald Trump in 2020. And I also want to say that I've been catching the news here and there. I do listen to bot radio. If you don't, if you can, try to find the station that bot radio is on. They have men of God who, and a lot of it's really good, and they share, they give updates, especially in the afternoons. They give constitutional discussions regarding things happening in the nation. And I want to say it was the state of Alabama just passed the law that if a child is aborted and lives and survives, they have to keep it alive. And so they're really cracking down. I'm sorry, it was also the state of Missouri did the same thing. So people are really cracking down, trying to abolish or trying to make some of the killings less possible, and that we take on more humane things to, for survival of these little babies. And so I think it's a good step. But overall, I'm really, you know, ashamed of how for 2 years a certain group of people of a political persuasion continue to try to impeach and try to come up with things to remove President Trump from office. And even the things that they make up and create and manufacture still don't stick. And so I'm very happy that the Lord has protected him, and I think our prayers help. There's many other people praying for the president, and I would continue. I would say that President Trump is probably one of – it's been a while since we've had a man that's – you know, I'm not going to say he's perfect, but at least he's seeking God. I know that for a fact. My pastors that I attend a church in Nashville, they are part of a inner circle pastoral advisory committee or team, and they go to Washington, D.C. and meet with Trump on a regular basis. I think they go up there like once a month, and they meet with him and his staff, and they pray, and they minister to him. And these are mighty men and women of God. They're Holy Ghost filled. And by the way, this Sunday we're going to be talking about the Holy Ghost and the difference between the Holy Ghost and the Holy Spirit and what that means. But so we have a president that embraces the Christ as the Lord and Savior, and claims that. Now, we're not all perfect. I know he's, you know, he's just a man, but you know, we have to start somewhere, and we can just keep him in prayer. Now, Chuck, if you want to go ahead and pick it up from there, you're more than welcome to add your parts if you want.
Okay. One of the main things that I've noticed in the news, I mean, there is just so much going on. The immigrants or the people from across the border, they're just pouring across the border right now. Because as we know, we need a wall built, and Trump is trying to get that done. And so in the meantime, there are parts of the country where the wall is non-existent, where you can just walk right across the border without any obstruction whatsoever. And unfortunately, the Democrats, and I'm sure there are Republicans as well, are opposed to the wall. And that is because they are globalists. What they want to see is a one world deal where there are no sovereign nations, but it's just one huge global country, if you will. So this is an ongoing battle between Trump and the people that are trying to keep it from happening. And the immigrants are just pouring across the border right now. And it's really a shame to see this. I don't know how these people do it, because a lot of them come up from way down in South America. And I don't know how they get food and take care of hygienes and keep themselves, going. So we need to pray for these people regardless. I think there are more caravans being formed, because it is the intent of the people that are for this and against Trump's wall to storm the borders where it is just impossible for us to stop them. I don't know if that's true. It could be done, but it would require deadly force, I think. So, and the other thing that's going on right now is there are people that are rising in the Democratic Party showing interest in running against Trump in 2020. And I'm not going to say any names about these people, but looking at who they are, they're all a bunch of losers. They're just not good candidates. They've got a lot of garbage in their lives, a lot of things that make them, I would say, unfit for public office. And I have heard that Hillary Clinton is not going to run. And there was another one, Cuomo, the governor of New York, was considering running, and I guess he's not going to. And that's good, because he signed into law in New York, as we all know, the partial birth abortion deal. So anybody that the Democratic Party puts up against Donald Trump, I believe, will be absolutely landslided by Trump, because his approval rating, the last time I read it, was about 50%, and that's phenomenal for a president. And he's continuing to do what he's doing, and we do really need to keep him in prayer, because these people in the deep state, the traitors, the communists, and so forth, they're trying to get rid of him. They are absolutely desperate, because their plans have been set back for years. And they were just mortified, I'm sure, when Donald Trump got elected instead of Hillary. So this is mainly what is going on, but we need to keep this country in prayer also for the children, not only those that are facing abortion. But on Facebook, I subscribe to one of the channels there that puts out alerts on missing children. And it is just unbelievable how many children are going missing. There's teenagers, young children that are being snatched up. There are people that drive around in our cities. They're predators, child sex traffickers, and so forth, looking for children that are not attended with by adults. There was one youngster who was playing in the backyard of his grandmother, who was babysitting him. She was in the house doing whatever, and the next moment she came out and he was gone. And somebody had driven down the alley and snatched him right out of the backyard. This is an epidemic. This is really taking off, and we just need to keep these children in prayer and just keep praying for the president, for his protection, and against what the enemy is doing. Because as we know, we hear it over and over again, the devil knows that he has but a short time, and he's ramping up the battle. I've never seen it this bad in all the years I've been a Christian. It's getting really, really desperate now. And our prayers should be prayers of desperation, calling out to the Lord, help us. Father, stop this evil, because this is unprecedented what's happening in our country. So just please keep that in prayer. And I'll turn it back to the Colonel.
Okay, very good. Yeah, there's more and more things I could talk about, but I think we've had enough, at least from the United States. What I'd like to do is get maybe a more of an international perspective on things and happening on other parts of the globe. If Greg and Steve want to take the microphone and just kind of give us an update on things and how we could pray and remember throughout the week to just whisper prayers over things. Go ahead.
Well, in Steve's delay, I'll speak up a little bit. Just politically in this country, our political structure is a little different to the US, but we have a prime minister who's actually not a head of state, but he heads the government. And the man who's in the chair at the moment is professes to be a Christian. He goes to an evangelical church in Sydney. And it's kind of interesting to see what's going on. We have an election coming up sometime before, I guess, the middle, the early second half of this year. The data is not determined at this point of time. It doesn't quite look the same as you guys. And there's been a bit of a sweep in the government in place at the moment with the party of some people who, you know, said they're resigning. And I'm looking at that thinking some of them are going, oh, good, they're going. So it's an interesting time for us to see what's going on politically. I mean, we as Australians are generally a little more, I think the word would be apathetic about our political system. However, the system here does work. We've had a very peaceful country for 200 years without upheaval and stuff like that. But yeah, there's stuff going on. I mean, we've had the whole gay marriage come in here as well about a year and a half ago. And, you know, personally, I've seen things in our government operation, as in our administration, and even our judiciary, just do things that are just completely lacking in integrity. So, yes, there are things afoot here. You know, I know of, you know, a very good friend of mine, and, you know, if Pastor Colonel, he would be, a brother of sorts of yours, so I don't think that you may not know him, who goes into places like Myanmar and other places in Southeast Asia, and sometimes behind curtains where they don't like us doing what the Lord would have us do. And he sets up, you know, sets up churches and trains up local leaders. You know, and one of his focuses is Myanmar. And look, I'll get an update from him for next time around. I think it might be a good idea, because he's at the fore of some of that stuff from here. Him and a brother, and his band of local leaders, if you like, some of it in India as well. Yes, and you know, I know Steve knows a bit about Pakistan, etc. At the moment, he has some very direct contacts and interests there. So I will hand over to him.
Okay, thanks, Greg. I'd just like to comment on something Greg said first before I do Pakistan. And it's the same in the United States, I believe, and I just want people to realise how important it is. You know, we have had a good political system, and it has basically worked for 200 years, and America has had a good system as well. But, you know, this is just the focus of prayer for people to really think about. You know, when your media gets overrun and overtaken, then what hope do the people have? You know, when these people, these Satanists and globalists get hold of the country's media and start controlling the media, there's no way of holding them accountable other than, you know, the Lord can bring people to account, of course, but you see, the Lord works through prayer. And he works through the body of Christ. You know, and I believe the reason President Trump got in was because his people did pray. You know, he asked everyone to pray, and they did. Now, if the other party had it got in, the whole world would be an absolute disaster at the moment, you know. So as far as political parties working and political systems and voting and all of these things, whilst they're held to account, it works. But it seems these days that judicial systems, political systems, voting systems, promises made by politicians and decisions made by courts, they're not held accountable. They're not asked hard questions. They're asked premeditated questions that are with premeditated answers, and it's just a load of mumble jumble. And everyone, unfortunately, because they don't have the Holy Spirit, just feeds on it, and people's minds are being manipulated, controlled, and just as you hear all the absolute rubbish where they're calling good evil and evil good. As people come into agreement with this in their own minds, they begin taking on those spirits. I just want everyone to be aware of this. if you start agreeing with all this this stuff that's being preached through the media, through the religion of their doctrines, if you come into agreement with it, you start coming under the control of that same manipulation. So it's witchcraft and it's sorcery, and the enemy has control of it, and that's how our political systems end up how they are. So I just wanted all the Christians out there to realise this, so that they can pray against the corruption in the media, because it is a real powerhouse to control everything else. Once a media is controlled, how do you hold anyone to account? And we can see that no one is getting held to account. So I just want people to pray for the corruption in the media across the world, you know.
Amen. Go ahead.
Yeah. As far as Pakistan goes, we just saw a little war nearly start between India and Pakistan. Now, we've been praying. There's a lot of slavery in Pakistan, where especially Christians, because they end up on the lower social. They lose a lot of rights, you know, to get permits to sell things and do all sorts of things. You end up pauper, and then you end up oftentimes being caught up in debt, and then you end up a slave for life, and even generationally you become slaves. So we've been praying really quite a lot. I've slacked off the last week or two, but previously we were praying very much about corruption in Pakistan, and you know, I won't go into all the different things, but you know, sometimes things look worse. You know, when God does something, often everything looks worse because of the way we look at things, but underneath, God's got a great plan, you know. So, you know, we just saw this little war with India and Pakistan, and then Imran Khan, who we pray for quite a lot. I believe he's trying to do the right thing, like Trump, you know. I believe he is, and I believe God is using him. So we pray for him a lot. And, you know, God says to pray for your leaders, and if we don't, then the body of Christ becomes impotent and useless, and it's the only reason we don't pray is because we don't have faith that God's going to actually hear us and do anything. But I know He does, and we've seen it time and time again in Pakistan, where we've prayed and God's overturned some of these despot brick factory owners, and you know, they. One of them bragged that we have no power and he's got all the power, and he was scoffing. And, you know, I figured, well, you're gone now, because, you know, every time I read that in the Bible, God soon shows them, and he does, and he did. And but we've seen this, and we've seen God answering prayers. And so the situation in Pakistan is really, you know, it's been one of those nations generationally that have been following idolatry and all that sort of thing. So there's so much generational poverty and false religion, basically, just vain, useless religion. And you know, God's been building a foundation over there with me and with the guys that I'm dealing with over there. And we've been, you know, they've got real faith, these guys, and we're praying not only for Pakistan, but right for all the leaders of all the nations, for God to open up gates, for God to, you know, really, you know, sometimes we don't know what God's plan is. So, you know, we've been praying, God, please expose the corruption in the government, in the judicial system, in the media, in the education. You know, another one of the main motives of Satan's kingdom is the education system, because the young folk, you know, this is in Pakistan too, and of course in America, Australia, all the Western nations, probably all nations, but, you know, the young generation of today have such vanity of life. You know, they've got their Facebook and their social media, and they're all feeding off one another's satanic teaching that is coming and being fed through music industry and through all the different industries. that are feeding into it and conditioning our young people across the world. But, you know, I believe, you know, if we understand these things and we know how to pray, I think it's sometimes just about understanding, what do we pray, God? You know, what are you doing and what is your will? You know, God says in his word that whatever Satan does, he can turn it into a blessing. You know, you look at Balak and Balaam, everyone knows that story. And God turns things around, and whatever Satan means for evil, God can turn it into good. But God needs prayer. He needs his body to actually believe, you know, that he's God of the whole universe. You know, we're just on one little planet, and he's God of the universe. So, you know, there's nothing to him, this whole situation, but he has to stay true to his nature and his character, you know, to his name. So, you know, we've been praying in Pakistan and India, and Pakistan just had a big stoush, and it was all, you know, they gave the pilot back, Pakistan gave the pilot back to India, and the whole situation went down. But underneath, you don't know what God's doing, and he's told us that he's answering our prayers, and he's doing different things. So I just want people to realise that our prayers are so absolutely, enormously powerful when we come into agreement together. You know, on the introduction it said about the numbers, you know, the scripture says one will put 1,000 to flight and 2, 10,000. So, I mean, it's absolutely huge, but you have to be in agreement. You have to be walking in the Spirit, and to do that, you have to pretty much be walking in love. So, I'm sorry I've gone into a sermon, Nilly. But I just want people to realise that this is, you know, when we're interceding, it is absolutely hugely powerful. And these people have gotten away with corrupting our media, corrupting our education system, destroying our younger generation. And when they finally see the hope of Jesus Christ, when they find out that Satan has nothing to offer them in all of these things that they're entertaining themselves with, God can use what Satan has done to destroy this young generation. I believe he's going to open their eyes. And, you know, if we pray these things, when they open their eyes, they're going to see the emptiness of Satan's trinkets. And when they see the hope of Jesus Christ, when they see the gospel, that there is hope, because they have no hope at the moment. So when this generation is raised up, and when we pray for this, I know God's going to do it. So I'll just finish it there. Sorry, Pastor Colonel.
Oh, okay. Very good. Well, praise God. Well, we've talked a lot already. It's time to pray. Now, I normally start off, but it doesn't have to always go that way. Deanna, do you want to – you haven't had a chance to speak yet. Would you like to start us off in prayer tonight?
Oh, I'd be happy to. Can everybody hear me? Let me get my mic. All right.
Uh-huh.
Praise the Lord. And Brother Steve, I agree. And, you know, I'm just thankful that we have other brothers and sisters in Christ that are willing to come and pray and rend their hearts. And, you know, we need to be before the Lord on our faces in a way, rending our hearts, and also praying for our brothers and sisters in Christ who they may have a dullness of hearing. They may not know the hour. They may be under some blindness and false doctrine or whatever. We need to pray for our leaders against the wickedness in high places, the evil rulers and forces of darkness in this world, and to occupy until Jesus comes. So I just personally want to tell everybody that comes and labors to do that, that you are just so beloved of the Lord, and I just love you all. So praise the Lord. Before I start, Pastor Colonel, I want to tell you that Danny Moreno of GodIsNotReligious.net, he's been wanting to meet you, and he contacted me, I think it was yesterday, that the Lord has opened a door for him to go to Pakistan, and then he will be going on to India. And so I thought maybe we could include some prayers tonight also for that. And Brother Steve, I think you will all like praying with him, and I just like to welcome him in sometime and just keep him in prayer as well. All that are laboring in the mission field, my heart is really in tune with what the Lord is saying, you know, to pray with authority even. So that said, Heavenly Father, thank you so much, Lord. We give you all the honor and all the glory and all the praise. We just magnify your holy name, Lord. We ask that you would indwell us, Lord, in our hearts. Be with us tonight. Be with all those that are in need, Lord. And lead us, Lord. I just ask for your leading tonight, and ask that we can hear your voice clearly, and that your anointing would be strong upon us, Lord. And all those who hear this program, even in archive, Lord, may they be touched. May their hearts be rended as well, so we can all be of one accord, Lord, and lift our voices up before your throne of mercy and grace, and repent, Lord, as well as your word tells us to do. Pray for our leaders. Bind the forces of darkness, and just ask for your mercy, Lord, and that your will be done. And I ask that now, Lord. I say thy will be done. I say thy kingdom come. I ask, Lord, that your kingdom would come with all power tonight. And I just thank you and praise you, Lord. I praise you, Lord Jesus. You are amazing. We serve an awesome God, and I just love you and adore you, Lord Jesus. I pray that you will be with us tonight, that we might be seated with you in heavenlies right at the right hand of the Father, Lord, to do your will and to speak forth your will, to move in the anointing that you have for us, so that we can be your hands and feet, Lord Jesus, that we can declare and prophesy and let us decrease, Lord. I pray that we can decrease of ourselves, that you will increase in us, Lord. Touch us, Lord. Touch the people. Cause your will to come forth, and the angels and the heavenly host to go forth and prepare the way. And Lord, my heart hurts some. My heart is hurting some for all the evil and the wickedness that we see manifesting in the world. And Lord, I just pray that you would lead us, so that we don't have our eyes on those things, but we have our eyes fixed on you and on the things of the Lord, and that we don't get distracted, but we can be wise as serpents and gentle as doves, Lord God. And I just thank you and praise you for what you will do. I thank you for all these men and women of God, Lord. I pray that you will bless each and every one of them. Bless their ministries, Lord. Increase in them, Lord, and cause their ministries to expand. Open doors. I pray for Pastor Colonel and his ministry, Lord. I pray that you will bring in the everything that is needed, Lord, for increase. and for his message to go out and be heard and touch people, that they be healed, they be set free, they be delivered, Lord. And I pray that you will bless his family and bless his house. And Lord, I lift up Brother Sam and Caitlin and the children, Lord, and I pray for them. And I ask, Lord, that you will bless their house, Lord, that you will bring every provision that is needed, and that you will put your word in their mouth and cause them to be like a flame of fire and send them forth, Lord God. And I pray for Pastor Chuck. I pray, Lord, that you will bless him in everything that he sets his hand to. I ask, Lord, for an increase in your anointing, and that you will use him mightily for the things for the kingdom of God and for your purpose and your plans for him and his ministry. And I pray for our brothers, both Max and Steve and Greg. I pray for Sister Claudia. I pray for Sister Anna, who is going forth in faith and beginning to pray and serve you, Lord, in greater ways. And I pray for Danny Morano, Lord, that is going to be going into Pakistan. And I lift that mission up before your throne of grace and mercy, Lord. And I ask that you will anoint it, and that you will appoint people, and that you will open doors and prepare the way for the gospel to be preached, Lord. And that nothing will hinder them, Lord. Nothing will hinder your people in any way. And I also pray that you will cause ears to hear, Lord. Cause your people to hear. I just ask for all that the enemy tries to bring before these missionaries would be utterly destroyed, and every stronghold pulled down, Lord God. We come against the forces of darkness that try to hinder and thwart and bring distraction or any kind of confusion, in the name of Jesus, in your mighty name, Lord God. And I thank you, Lord, for all that you are doing and all that you will do, in Jesus' name. Amen. Sorry, I could go on. I'm just kind of rattling on a lot of things that I've had on my heart. I just want to say, this was the one thing the Lord put on my heart to pray about tonight, and I didn't even get to that, but I'll pray a little more later maybe. And that is, the Lord said to pray for all these ministers, all the presbyters and the leaders of home churches. And I said, okay, Lord. But the Lord would have me pray for them tonight. Amen.
Amen. Very good. Amen. Father, I just thank you for your love. I thank you for your mercy that endures forever. I thank you that you are a righteous consuming fire. And Lord, I thank you for your spirit that teaches me and comforts me when I'm struggling in life, Lord, that I can find peace in you, and I can dwell in you, and I can abide under the shadow of Most High God. What a great refuge you are, Lord. What a strong tower you are, Lord. Thank you for just being by our side, even though we may feel lonely and feel destitute. You're still by our side, Lord, and we put our trust in you regardless of the things and the transitions of things and the unraveling of things that happen in our life. We just keep our eyes on you, Lord, and we thank you that you are the light that we look up to, and you are the life that we depend on for our sustainment of our life, Lord. I just thank you. We praise you. Oh, you're just so good, Heavenly Father. You're so good. And I thank you that you love your righteous and you don't forsake your righteous. I thank you that there's nothing that can separate the love of God from us, that you will always love us. And your hands are stretched out all the time to the wicked ones, trying to reach them and save them from their own self-destruction. And I thank you, Lord. Father, I just thank you for this night that we have, Lord. And I thank you for the people who have gathered to come into agreement. And Lord, that your will be done in this, and that your that these prayers would go up and you would listen and take hold to, Lord, for we do have a heart for the nations. We do have a heart for the men and women of God who carry a load that you've placed upon them to take the word of God into these hostile areas. Even the United States can be hostile, but some of these other places in Central Asia and the Middle East and parts of Africa and just all over, Lord, it's just so dangerous now to be a Christian. We thank you that we haven't had the persecution that's outlined in some of your prophetic word yet. But Lord, we just thank you that we are still hanging on and we're gathering. But Lord, we ask that your work would be done in your people. And Lord, that you would perfect your body. We are the body of Christ. And Lord, that you would get us purified to be able to be joined to the head, Lord, that we'd be joined to the head. And you are the head of the body. And Lord, that we could come into agreement and stop our divisions and stop our bickering and arguing and I don't know, just the attitude that various denominations and doctrinal positions, the way people, you know, separate themselves from each other. But there's only one doctrine, and that's Jesus Christ. The rest is not really that important. And Lord, I just thank you. And Lord, I pray for Israel. I pray for Jerusalem. Lord, I pray for your people. They're scattered all over the world, Lord, and I ask you that you would move upon them. For you came to the Jews first. You wanted to bring a nation to God, back to God by your Son. And Lord, I pray that they would discover the Messiah, the true Messiah, so that they can be looking for his turn, Lord, and they can be anticipating. They would believe that Jesus was the Son of God, or is the Son of God. And Lord, we pray over the principalities that control governments all over the world. And Lord, we ask your mighty hand to come upon them and slap them and break it and tear it down, Lord, and that your forces. Lord, only thing you have to do is just lift your finger and it shall be done. Only thing I do is speak it and it shall be done. If it's your will, Lord, that there would be a transition in governments, Lord, that it would be turned to righteousness, Lord, that our leaders would get crazy in love with Jesus and their hearts would be, their decisions would be based on the will of God and things of moral foundation and moral fibers, Lord. And Father, Lord, forgive this nation for its horrific decisions to destroy life, Lord. And Father, Lord, I ask you to move upon every person that takes that position, whether they did it politically or if they actually believe these things, and that they have such a heart toward murder, in order that you would turn it around for good. Turn it around for good, Lord, that people would be saved and people would just find this just an abomination to God, Lord. Even same-sex marriage and promiscuity of whether same-sex or opposite sex, whatever sexual deviations that are out there that's in disobedience to your word, Lord, that you would move upon the people and they would find your love. They would be delivered from their sins and iniquities, Lord, that they would be set free from the chains of the iniquities that are in their heart that turns into sin. Lord, for your eyes are seeking the hearts of men and testing the minds of men. And Lord, that we all could have a heart, pure heart and clean hands. And Lord, that you would show us how to seek after righteousness, Lord. Help us to seek after us. Show us, Lord, that we would be able to discern between right and wrong. And Lord, you even in your word, you talk about that the law, people didn't even know what sin was until the law came into position. When you made the Ten Commandments, people didn't know the difference between right and wrong. And Lord, I believe that there's people out there who don't even realize they're wrong or they're in sin. And Lord, that the revelation of truth would come upon them, Lord. And Father, that we would have a move of righteousness, a move of salvation, Lord. And Lord, I ask you to put men and women of God in the microphones across the world or in places where their voice can be heard, where they would have the anointing of God filled with the Holy Ghost, so that people are added to the church daily. The body of Christ is what I mean, to the body of Christ and the church, what you call your church, and just people set apart into righteousness, Lord, that they're known for righteousness because of the glow and the light of the truth coming and radiating out of them, Lord. Lord, we long for that scripture, that it would be fulfilled in completeness where your spirit is poured out upon all flesh, Lord. We pray for that because we know at that point, Lord, that we will be doing mighty, mighty works of God, even though coming against great opposition and great persecution, Lord, that the greater the resistance, the greater the power, the more you reach out, the more you're trying to save, Lord. And Lord, I thank you. I thank you. I thank you, Lord, for what you're doing. I thank you. I just thank you for the way you're moving upon people, Lord. And I want to share a testimony. There's a couple of things I want to share. I went to church on I've been attending a church. Actually, it's founded by Australians. You may even know of these people, and just about the entire ministry staff is made of people that came from Australia at the request of these pastors, a husband and wife team, and they had we went on Monday, so we went Sunday and we went again on Monday. And they had a Holy Ghost service. Anybody who wanted the Holy Ghost with speaking in tongues could go down and receive it. And many people received it. I haven't seen anything like that in years. The last time I saw that, Pastor Kyle and I were holding a conference up in Montana, and I helped him with that, and people were receiving the Holy Ghost. But it was just a small group of people, but the people who wanted it got it. And many people received the Holy Ghost that night. It was amazing. It was incredible. I just thank you, Lord, for the way you're moving. And you know, the people have a hunger for more of you, Lord, that you're empowering them with your Holy Ghost, that they can do the powers just as you did with the disciples. And I don't know if this is changing the subject or whatever, but I was praying and seeking God, and the Lord showed me some things, and you guys are going to think this is crazy. And I've heard Terry Bennett mention it a couple times. He says that I'm going to share what Terry Bennett says. I'm going to share with you what God showed me, but I forgot what Terry Bennett had said. Terry Bennett said that in the last days, when persecution comes, that the enemy will kill people. And the thing is they won't die. And I was like, wow, how is that possible? I thought they're supposed to die because of the scripture of those who were persecuted and they're under the throne of God and they would never hunger and thirst or have tears in their eyes. And I thought about that, but I had forgotten that. And I was praying and the Lord brought this to my attention. You remember Sunday I talked about those who could handle snakes, possibly be bit, you know, be thrown in pits of vipers and they're not going to get harmed, or they might drink something poisonous. And the Lord showed me that they're going to try to kill and wipe out those who believe. And the only way that they would actually die is by beheading, by separating the head from the body. And I was like, Lord, it's like I was testing him. I said, Lord, are you sure? And he says, yeah, that's what my word says. And so the Lord showed me that they're going to come, you know, they're going to try to massacre the Christians and they're trying to kill them and they're going to get back up. They're going to be resurrected. I mean, they're not going to, maybe they'll fall down, but they're not going to die like they're supposed to. And they're going to be resurrected and they're going to continue to do the works of God in order to bring the testimony of God. Isn't that great? I know that's, I do speak in some prophetic words, but I know that sounds very profound, but I look forward to seeing that. Or maybe participating in that, and however it comes. But anyway, I didn't mean to. I don't know if that probably sounds really crazy. All right. Well, I just thank you, Lord, for your word. Go ahead, Chuck. Go ahead.
I was going to say that isn't crazy because remember, I think it was John who they tried to boil to death. and they didn't succeed in doing that. And I have seen things in my mind, and I believe it's in the spirit, that even beheading, I think, will not succeed, because I've seen this where they're getting ready to behead somebody, and the executioner raises his arms with his sword to behead the individual, and his arms freeze, and he can't move them. So he can't bring the sword down on the person. I believe God is capable of taking care of his people no matter what. And it behooves us to believe that he can do that. Every day I say the scripture, and I believe this is from Jeremiah, is no weapon formed against you shall prosper. It might be from Isaiah, I think. And I just say that every day, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. And I believe that if we believe that, that the Lord will protect us. If there's nothing interfering with our belief in that, that the Lord will protect us. And they can come against us with swords, machine guns, or whatever. There is a lady, her name is Bree Keaton, and the Lord raised her up years ago to go into the Congo and to minister to the pygmies. And she said that at one time she was confronted by some men there that were trying to stop her. And they fired a machine gun at her, and none of the bullets hit her. She was protected by the Lord because he had sent her there. So he's going to protect his people. And we just have to have the faith and complete lack of fear wherever he sends us, and to know that he's going to take care of us and accomplish, you know, through us what he wants to accomplish. So, you know, what you said, I don't think that's crazy at all. I don't think I think it will happen. I really do.
Amen. Well, Greg and Steve dropped off. I don't know. It's because I scared them with my comments or not, but maybe they'll come back. I was hoping they would pray, help us pray. But anyway, all right. Chuck, you want to pray now, or you feel led to pray?
Yes, sure. Yes, I do feel led to pray for several things. Deanna was talking about missionaries, and I think we should pray daily for missionaries because God is still sending out missionaries. I don't know how many he has out there or what countries they're in, but there are a lot of places that have never been touched by missionaries or had missionaries come into their territories to preach the gospel to them. There is one island that I have heard of in the news where people have gone there and they have been killed by these people. These people live on the island, these natives, and they don't want anybody coming on their island. If you do, then they will kill you. And there was even a man of God who wanted to go there to minister to these people. I don't believe he was sent by the Lord. I think he took it upon himself to go there, and he also lost his life. So it's very important for those who feel that they're being called to be a missionary to make sure that you go only where God sends you, and that you stay in prayer, that you will have the faith to walk into any situation and be protected, just like Bree Keaton, the lady that ministers to the pygmies. That's a very dangerous area down there where they went, because the pygmies were literally being wiped out by their enemies. And she went in there and spread the gospel to these people, and they were very receptive of it. So, Lord, I pray for all of the missionaries that you are sending to all of the four corners of the world to reach people who have never heard the gospel, who have never heard the name of Jesus, who don't understand that it's required that they turn to Jesus in order to have eternal life. And I pray for these missionaries, Father. I pray that you would instill them with faith and the lack of fear, that wherever they go, especially in very dangerous places, that you're going to take care of them and you're going to use them mightily to minister to them. I also want to pray for God's people, those people, the remnant, the people that really know the relationship that they have with the Lord. I have seen some very interesting videos, in particular one church in New York. The man who ministers there is very anointed, and he does deliverance. And I'm very concerned, as I'm sure he is, of all the Christians that open doors to demons through they just don't understand how easy it is to do that. And I just pray for God's people to acquire knowledge. I pray, Father, that your people would link up with good resources that teach them these things about how careful you have to be to what you agree to. Because if you agree with anything from the dark side, any doctrine or anything that comes to you that is not of God, you open doors. And I just pray, Father, that you would empower your people to understand this and to accept this knowledge and to be careful. I mean, all of us as Christians, we are still going to sin. We are in this corruptible flesh, and the battle that we face daily in dying to self is it's a lifelong battle. It's a real battle. And we are going to make mistakes, but I just pray that these people and all of us would repent if we know that we are sinning or have sinned, you know, that you would convict us so that we could get that taken care of. Because you want to see your people free, Father, and I just pray for this, so that they are free from these demonic attacks and these demonic infiltration of the enemy. So I just pray for your people, dear Heavenly Father. Just open them up to your truth, Father. Get them into your word every day, Lord. I pray that your people get into your word and learn your word, and that they pray every day to build up their faith. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen. Awesome. Well, while you were praying, we had our friends from down under that joined us back. And, okay, guys, you got the mic. If you want to pray.
Up to you, Steve.
Okay, all right. All right, then I'll just pray what's on my heart. And Lord, I just pray, I just lift up your name. I lift up Jesus Christ, Lord, and you came... You came and made the way for each of us to come to be with you for eternity, Lord. And we just pray, Lord, for the souls of this whole world, Lord, that you died for. And we just lift them up, Lord. And we just lift up the light of Jesus Christ that it be shone on each and every nation across the world. Lord, we pray that your will be done in this earth and on this world. And Lord, I just lift up this prayer time. We pray that your Holy Spirit works in and through us. Lord, I pray you open up the hearts of all the people that are here, Lord, that are listening, Lord, to bring us all into agreement in your spirit, in the one mind, in the mind of Jesus, Lord. And we just pray for a powerful working of your Holy Spirit through us today, Lord. And I just lift up, Lord, the corruption that is in this world, Lord. I lift up the corruption that's in the media. Lord, I lift up this, wicked imaginations of the enemy that is working to manipulate the people of this earth through the media, Lord. I pray that the corruption be exposed. I also pray the witchcraft, the sorcery, and the manipulation of marketing, their ideas and their thoughts and their concepts upon all of us, Lord, and the younger generation as well. I lift this up. I pray, Father, that not only do their works be exposed, Lord, but I pray the intents of their heart come out into the open, Lord, that for the whole world to see, Lord. We pray for this mercy, Lord, for your people to see the wicked intentions of those who they've been listening to and have been propagating lies and deception and calling good evil and evil good. We pray that this all be exposed, and those that are behind the media pulling the strings, we pray for an exposing of these corrupt organizations, corporations, Lord, tech industry, and every satanic group and every different organization that is behind the manipulation and control of the people of this earth and of even within your church, Lord. I lift up your church and the leadership of your church going right to the top, Lord. I pray that the plants of the enemy, Lord, your word says to beware, especially in the last days, of doctrines of demons. Lord, and the wrong seed that's planted in, the tares that are planted in with your true church, Lord, we pray there be a separation and exposing of the tares, of the wolves. Father, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ that there be an exposing of the intentions of the administration that is above many of the churches, Lord, and the orders and the directions are coming down from leaven and from a place, false doctrine, which is controlling and leading your sheep astray, Lord. I lift up all of my brothers and sisters, Lord, whether they are believing at the moment in apostate religion, whether they are, Lord, walking in the truth fully or not, Lord. I just lift them up. I pray for light and I pray for truth. I pray for your blessing. I pray for the latter rain, Lord, to fall down upon them. I pray there be a separation, Lord, of your true apostles and evangelists and preachers and pastors. Lord, I pray for there be a separation between the leaven and the truth. I pray, God, for an exposing and a revealing of Satan's plants and tares that your people can find the true light, Lord. I pray that you draw your people out from vain, useless religion, Lord, to seek the truth, Lord. And I pray for your mercy and grace that people will begin, Lord, to forgive one another, that they will begin to walk in that sacrificial love, Lord, that denial of self, Lord, which includes a denial of sin. Father, I pray that you strengthen all of our inner men, Lord, the inner man. I pray you strengthen each of us, Lord, that we can not just talk and hear about faith and love and grace, but we can actually begin doing it. We ask you for the power to begin doing these things more and more, Father. We pray for your anointing to break the yokes of selfishness and self-concern. Lord, I also lift up the leadership of your church. I pray for your anointing upon your leadership, your true leadership. I pray for your anointing. I pray for the gifts of the Spirit. I pray for the power and the flow of your Holy Spirit. I pray, Lord, that you finish the work that you started. Lord, I pray for a maturing of the man-child and the maturing of the bride, your bride, Lord, which is going to prepare the way for your people to come out of the harlot, Lord, to come out of the harlot church. I just speak and declare life and light and revelation over your leaders and over those who you are preparing, Lord, to be a light to the world and to be a testimony of Jesus Christ. I pray, Lord, for a quick maturing of your people, Lord, and of your leadership and of those who are following the truth, Lord. And Lord, I just lift up all the leaders of the small groups, Lord, in Pakistan, and all the small groups and the groups that gather outside of the mainstream churches, Lord. I pray for the leaders. I pray, Lord, for your anointing and light and truth. I pray, Lord, that you lead and guide them to places where they can be fed the meat of your word, the meat of doing your word. Lord, I pray for every leader of the nations, God, and I pray for the nations. I pray, Lord, you remove the ungodly leaders and those who are bent on destruction. I pray you raise up strength in those men that you've put in place, Lord, to do your will. I pray you help them to fulfill everything you've ordained them to fulfill. I pray you strengthen them. I pray for good counsel for them. I pray, Lord, for your anointing to stand strong against every attack and device and lie that the enemy casts at them, Lord. So I just lift up President Trump. I lift up Imran Khan. I lift up all the leaders of all the different nations, God. And I just pray for your power your wisdom, your knowledge, your understanding to rest upon them, to lead and to guide in this time, Lord. I pray, Father, for the time of peace for your church and for the people of the world, Lord, to receive the gospel in truth. Lord, and we know there's judgment coming. I pray within these judgments, Lord, that your mercy will reign well above your wrath, that people in these judgments will let go of the vanity, Lord, of religion, those who are seeking you already, Lord. I pray you help them to let go of the vanity of religion, that they begin to walk in what you call love and not what the world calls love, Lord. I pray for your mercy to rain down upon all of your people, Lord, to seek the truth and walk in the truth. And I lift up all the souls of the people of the world who do not yet know you, Lord. As the judgments fall, I pray for your mercy that they also will ask the question, is there a real God? Is there a God? And I pray, Lord, that you lead and guide them to the truth. I pray for your mercy, God. Yeah, and I just lift up the education systems of the world, the judicial system, the law enforcement, Lord, all the universities. Lord, I lift up the fake history of the world. I pray that the truth come out in all of these, and I pray the works of all these administrations and the manipulators of these industries, including the media, Lord, and including the parliamentary systems, Lord, I pray the works and the manipulation be exposed, and I pray the intents of the hearts of these people who are intent on bringing destruction on the world and death and disease. Lord, I pray that the intents of their heart be exposed. I pray that the world be able to see who is running this earth. I pray you make it plain and clear the difference between light and darkness, Father, that a maximum number of souls will call out on the name of Jesus and be saved. So, God, we know you are a God of mercy above a God of wrath, and we just pray, Lord, for a great latter rain of mercy to just fall upon the face of the earth, Lord, that all these people that you've died for, Lord, will call out on your name. So we just thank you, God. We know you hear our prayers, and there's a lot of us here, Lord, so we can't imagine the multiplication that upon the enemy, that the destruction of the enemy according to his wicked imaginations. We just loose what he's intended on the body of Christ. We just loose it on his own kingdom sevenfold, and we pray you increase that above and beyond our imagination, Lord. And what Satan has meant to curse the body of Christ with through all his corruption, we pray you use it to bring a greater rate of growth, Lord, that your people can grow up on the meat of the word in the doing of love. And I just speak and declare a great victory over Satan according to his own wicked imaginations and works. I declare and decree a great blessing over the body of Christ in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Praise Amen. God. Wow. Good prayer time. Well, Chuck, let's put on some music and let's just kind of pray in your heavenly language. Do so quietly. I don't know what it would sound like if we all prayed at the same time over the microphones. I think Blog Talk might lock up or something, but it's okay. We can pray out loud together and worship, and we'll see what the Holy Spirit goes as we wind down the last 20 minutes or so. Amen. Okay, here we go. Just quiet your mind. Condition your heart to hear from the Lord. And love on him. Love on him from your heart. Let him know that you love him. Tell him how good he is. He's good. Remind him of the things he's done for you.
Yes, Lord, we just praise you. We glorify you. We thank you so much for bringing us up when we were down, saving us from destruction. Lord, you're so good, so sweet. We long for you, a deeper longing of your love. We desire to draw closer. Lord, that you would begin to move upon the hearts of the people who are listening. Lord, let them begin to break free of things. Let the tears begin to fall as you, Spirit, ministers to them. Lord, do the ministering angel begin to whisper to them, to open their spiritual ears to your word. Yes, as they see, yes, Lord, as they begin to think about the things in their heart that's deep down inside, Lord, and they repent, Lord, fill their hearts with your love. Let your Holy Spirit begin to flow. The salvation Holy Spirit begin to flow through them, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, we thank you. Give us a compassion for our neighbors, our fellow people, the people that we run across each day, Lord. Give us a compassion. Lord, let your love flow through us to them. Let them see you as they look at us. Let them identify something different that stands out, that is your Spirit. So that your Son may be glorified, that dying on the cross will not be in vain, but that they can come to you, for you draw all men to you. For your hands are stretched out and reached out for those who are lost. Even those who know you, Lord, we desire to hug you and just to express our love to you, Lord. Yes, Lord. Ore basali de la caposo di da 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 da. Go ahead, whoever was going to speak up, go ahead.
Claudia from Brazil has been added to the call. Claudia, if you'd like to pray now, you're more than welcome.
Give her just a second, Chuck. I think she was having trouble with Skype, so I'll join her back in a second. She should be coming on. I'll let you know. But praise the Lord. I feel such a strong anointing tonight. I just want to sing you praises, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. We give you glory. Be glorified, Lord. Be glorified. Be glorified, Lord. Anybody else want to pray in tongues or have a word while I get Claudia?
Yeah, I'll pray, Deanna. You bring her in. Lord, it is good to come before you and to... You imbue us with such power and such a place in your I guess, hierarchy. Lord, I am in awe of you, but I can't grasp at all. I can't contain it. I can't understand it. I just know that you are much bigger than we, and yet you hold us as in such favor as the apple of your eye. And we have so much favor from your kingdom and from those who serve you. And we are important. We are not small bit players in the battle against the enemy. We are the frontline troops. You set us up on what was a chaotic mess of evil and said, subdue it. So, Lord, we come against that enemy in this realm. Lord, we step into, you know, and I join with the prayers of my brothers and sisters. We call forth things. We call forth gatekeepers in parliaments and in legislatures. You know, I know we don't have to hold the majority, Lord, we just have to hold the balance. And it just takes one godly man or one godly woman in that balance of power when it's arranged that way. And everything has to capitulate to them. So, Lord, I call for the raising up of those laborers. And in our medias, that those who hold sway there would be bent on the knee before you, and they would conduct themselves as if you yourself were in their position. We pray over nations. And I'm just mindful now with what we can do. Deanna and I have just sort of spoken about with regards to the manual coming into Portuguese. So, Lord, a strategy for Portugal, for Brazil, for Angola, and the other place I don't know of that speaks that language. Fortifications around all the places where you are named and known. In dark parts of the world, the things that are happening in places like Iran and Iraq, and yes, in Pakistan and in India, where those wicked small g gods are so prevalent. In places like Myanmar and Thailand, oh my goodness, Thailand. Lord, the bastions there would be, you know, of you would be strengthened, and the walls would be expanded. And Lord, you would call people in for refuge and for purification and for strengthening and sending out. Lord, you bind the evil forces that are working in that country and others. Bring depravity upon its people and spread it to other parts of the world. Vietnam, Laos, and yes, China. Oh Lord, you started in China. We know of Hudson Taylor and whatever went before that. To us little finite beings, it looks such a big thing and a big thing over it. But no, you are our God and you are our strategist. And you know exactly the way to bring the word there and even North Korea. Oh Lord, have people poised in South Korea. Fortify that nation again. Let it have its Josiahs. Wipe out the high places and take all the evil out of the temple and out of the land, and bring down those who are practicing such evil. We serve a God who turns kings. Lord, we've seen amazing things in our lifetime. More, Lord. More, Lord. Grant us time. Grant us those people in places that can hold back, spiritually speaking, the tide that wants to come in. Because we are not bowing to that kingdom, small K kingdom. We are not bowing to it. We don't care if we seem to be alone. We are not bowing. Bind the forces in judiciaries, in administration, that think they're loose from the fetters of accountability. Let the cornerstone fall on them.
Amen. Claudia is also on the line now. Claudia, would you like to come on and pray?
Yes. Mm-hmm. All
okay,
right.
Well,
so.
Welcome.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Our Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we'd like to thank you so much, Father, because whenever, Father, we have our hearts connected to yours, it's the best place to be. It's a party in which all of us can enjoy your presence at the same time, Father. And this is how we are fed. This is how, Father, we get from you so we can give back to everybody else who is hungry and thirsty of you. Father, in the name of Jesus, I would like to ask you that tonight or today, depending on the place, that you start a course with all of us about generosity, that we can be experts in your generosity, that you can plant a seed inside of our hearts of your generosity, and it can grow and become a beautiful garden, and all of us can understand the best quality that it's inside of you, Father, because in the end of times, the tendency is us to become more selfish, and the only way to break selfishness is by generosity. So if we have enough for the people who are not prepared for that, we can break all the selfishness in the world because of the gift of your generosity inside of us. So, Father, prepare us, Father, so we can be light in this dark world. And when we are light, you know, spots of darkness are going to have just to disappear because light makes darkness not to be. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, I'd like to ask you to light the lamp of your generosity inside of each one of us. In the way that, Father, we don't speak only about your love, but we express what it is inside of us. It's your love, but your love expanding every day, Father. Let us not to be stuck in our minds in ideas that are not able to expand because of the limits of our minds. But break, Father, everything inside of us that were built up to be broken so you can prevail, so you can manifest yourself. Father, in the name of Jesus, I'd like to ask you together with my brothers and sisters that you surprise us tonight because you invite us to your family and we invite you back, Father, to just shine inside of us because you're welcome and we leave everything that's in the way so you can prevail and surprise yourselves with the beauty of your identity. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen. Thank you. That was awesome. Claudia, I understand you're from Brazil. But where are you calling from tonight?
From São Paulo in Brazil.
Oh, you're calling in from Brazil? Wow, we're so honored to have you along with our other friends from Australia. So this is really a really awesome night that we can meet from all over the world representing, you know, our respective countries and praying over our nations. I'm so glad you called in. That's awesome.
Thank you for the opportunity. I'm very glad.
Oh, yeah. You're always welcome to join us, you know, and we, I don't know what time it is there. I think you're probably 2 hours ahead of me.
Now it's midnight 55.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Okay. So you're like, man, okay. You're about three hours ahead. All right. Very good. 4 hours. So, yeah. Well, everyone, we only have a few minutes left, so let me just remind you, this Sunday is going to be really powerful on A Moment with a Colonel. The Lord has given me all kinds of things to speak about, and I've been trying to wrap it up so we have more time to pray at the backside. I'm going to be covering the Acts chapter 2, but I cannot cover all 40 some odd verses because it's just too much to talk about to go into the depth of the scriptures, but it's going to be really good. I feel when I was preparing, the Holy Spirit just fell over me. I was telling my wife that I told her, man, I got to get my sermon done. And so finally I had a little break, and during the day I'd been working so hard. And I had a little break, and I knocked it out. Actually, it was at the end of the day, so I got home early, and I worked through past dinner. So it took me about several hours, and the Holy Spirit just flowed into me. And I can't wait to share it. I'm just so excited about it because it's about the Holy Ghost and the experience in the upper room, and I'm going to get into that. So that's Sunday at 7 p.m. Central Time. We have people listening from all over the world. If you can't listen live, you can always download the archive later. And if you want to call in and receive prayer from us, like if you have a request or a need, we have a team of people that can join in and we can minister to you. Let me just say this. If you need deliverance, I don't know if we have enough time to do proper deliverance in the evenings, but I know that Sister Deanna and her ministry can probably help you. I don't have the freedom anymore because I'm working a job, and so I'm busy. When I get home, I'm tired, to be quite frank, and so it's just not going to happen. But I just want to let you know that. If you do request something, I'm gonna have to refer you to another ministry. But Sister Deanna, she can do it very well, can discern things, and she's a powerful woman of God. So feel free to reach out to her. But if you want healing, I believe we can cover that at the backside of the time. But you can call in at any time though, okay? But we free up the backside to the back at the end of the episode to minister prayer. Okay, very good. Well, God bless everyone. It was a sweet time in the Lord tonight. I want to just thank all our international family for joining us tonight. It was such a blessing. And I just love you guys so much. Have a great day. Take care. Take us out of here, Pastor Chuck.
Thank you for being with us, prayer warriors. Remember, the fervent, effectual prayer of a righteous man availeth much.